The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We cannot fail when we stand strong together. And we need you to stand with us and all those that care about the future of our families and our nation and our world. We can make the difference through Jesus Christ.
James and Betty talk about the depravity of the world and what we can do about it by showing others God's unconditional and redemptive love. Next on Life Today.
Betty and I want to welcome you to Life Today, and we're talking about the concerns that we have as grandparents of 30 grandchildren. And our family is just so happy and so full of God. That makes Betty and me want to know all the things that we can share with you that would in some way inspire your family and your children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren because of the love and life of God. And we're looking for more and more ways that we can help you. We try in every way we can to bring people that will just pour God's life out on you, because we're just instruments of God that really and truly want to point to Him and them and others. And we want people to see Him in you. We want to be a blessing to you. And we're asking you to write this or email this address or write and tell us ways that you think we could help you more. I mean, you may want to say, James, could we find a time where we could be together? Could we ever be in a room where we could ask you our questions? Well, ask us about that, because we're looking. We're 80 years old now and probably live maybe 80% of our 100-year life, but we don't know how long it is. We just know we're going to be living with every fiber of our being to see His will fulfilled through His family on His earth for His glory and His kingdom purpose. And you've been a part of that. And we want to be more effective than we've ever been. And you know, Betty, as I look at what God did in the New Testament, the disciples were getting so busy, people pulling them in every direction, they needed to get somebody to serve the tables of the widows and help them. And so they said, find 7 men to do these things so we can give ourselves to these other responsibilities. So they chose 7. And one of them was a man by the name of Stephen. Now, you got to hear this, because, Betty, this is what, and I know this may sound strange to some people, but I feel like this girl that I'm married to, this beautiful woman, I feel like she has the impact of Stephen. I feel like she impacts people in a way that is amazing to me. And one of the things I know in the rest of my life is I'm going to be spending more time with you, the viewer, and those who know us, hearing Him through her. Now, I just know that. Says, oh, thank God, we've been praying for that for years and years. Because every time she starts talking, we just wish you'd go off in the corner. Well, I know you don't really mean that, but we're going to do that. But Betty, here's what Stephen did. He did far more than wait on tables. He started preaching the word to the people in the highest places. And I see you praying that over people in the highest places. I see you speaking boldly to everybody that we get around about what God wants and what we could do if we would just do it His way and do it together the way He told us to. Well, look what happened. He is literally calling the leaders to repentance. I mean, He's just laying it on them. This guy that's supposed to be taking care of the widows. And then He caused such a stir that He was about to be killed. Now, I want you to follow this, because there was a terrible thing going on. Perhaps the most educated, perhaps the greatest enemy and attacker of Christianity in history, Saul of Tarsus, was making progress, destroying the church, trying to destroy the purpose of God in every way. And all of a sudden, He shows up where there's a man named Stephen about to be stoned. Listen to it. When they heard him preaching, he called them a bunch of stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart people, resisting the Holy Spirit, just like your fathers did. He told them, you persecuted and your fathers persecuted the prophets. You're doing the same thing. So when these leaders, religious leaders, powerful leaders, political leaders, they heard it. They were cut to the quick. They began gnashing with their teeth. But being full of the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. I've said many times already, Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, is standing. Betty, he's giving Stephen a standing ovation. That's a big deal. He said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man, the Son of God, standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and they covered their ears, and they rushed on him with one impulse. And when they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him. And the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul." Betty, this greatest enemy of the church, they're laying their robes while they stone Stephen. And they went on stoning Stephen. Now remember, Saul of Tarsus is making it clear there is no Jesus. There never was a Savior named Jesus that was real. None of that happened. It's a lie. Destroy the church. Destroy the gospel. Destroy the name of Jesus with every fiber of his being. One of the most brilliant, most educated men perhaps in history. Perhaps the church never had a greater enemy than Saul of Tarsus. They're stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord. And he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And having said this, he fell asleep. What's the significance of that? Saul of Tarsus is standing there with the robes of the ones that are killing Stephen, stoning him. The Jesus that Saul was continually denying revealed himself in dying Stephen. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Betty, when you think about Jesus praying that prayer, they've spit on him, they've scourged him, ripped the flesh from his bones, put the cross on him, put him on the cross, put a crown of thorns on him, drove the spikes through his hands, his feet, thrust the spear into his side. And Jesus, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Everybody would say they knew exactly what they were doing. They did it deliberately. They did it pointedly. No, they didn't know. Because Jesus knew, and Stephen knew what Jesus knew. Those of you and those people were so deceived by the father of lies, by the deceiver, they actually did not know what they were doing. They were under his control. That's the way much of human life on planet Earth is today. Totally under the control of the deceiver. And only God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's unconditional redemptive love can set them free. Saul of Tarsus walked away and became even more vicious toward the church. Yeah. And called on more strikes on the church, when suddenly he struck blind. He can't see. He is sent to Damascus to meet a man. But he heard Jesus. Think about this. The Jesus that Saul was denying And then he saw this living Jesus in dying Stephen. That same Jesus meets Saul of Tarsus. And Saul answers, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And he told him what to do to get his eyes opened. And boy, did he get them opened. And Saul of Tarsus became Paul the Apostle. Betty, I believe the kind of love that's in you, the kind of love that's in many of you who support us, putting God's arms around the overlooked. Jesus said, if you reach out to the poor, the hungry, the thirsty, the suffering, those in prison, and you touch them and meet their need, you do it to me. If you help the least of these, you're ministering directly to me, and you are my sheep. You want to know who my sheep are? That's them, many of you. Well, Saul saw that Jesus in dying Stephen, very much alive. And that Jesus converted Saul. And Saul of Tarsus, the biggest enemy of the church, became the greatest champion of the church, the greatest force for God as an individual in the New Testament day and throughout history. Betty, I see Stephen and his qualities in you. I watch you pray. I get up in the morning and see you. Betty gets up about 4. I get up about 6. I've watched her for years. Why do you care so deeply about our country? Why do you care so deeply about freedom?
Because I know the true love of Jesus. I've experienced it. And you told the story of Stephen and Paul so beautifully, how God changed Saul into Paul, a man of great stature, a man that touched many, many lives through Jesus Christ. And I look at Stephen, and I see you, even though I can't see you really, but I know you because you've loved this ministry for so long. You say, well, I'm one person. Stephen was one person, Jane. And he said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. He let it shine until he went to be with Jesus. And through that light, the many that were touched because of Paul went on for generations and still goes on. Paul was a great man of God. Yes, he was an evil man at first, but God changed his heart. And that's what he wants to do with everyone. I'm sorry. I'm so passionate about it and what God wants to do with your life. You're not here just to sit at home and do nothing and weep and cry about our nation. You're here to serve God and to stand strong. You're not alone. There's many of us. Because most of all, it's God through us. We cannot fail when we stand strong together. And we need you to stand with us and all those that care about the future of our families and our nation and our world. We can make the difference through Jesus Christ.
Betty, you know, you recognize that we've been given great opportunities and privileges because of the freedom that love and people dying for that freedom gave us. And you're seeing people that don't seem to recognize that we have to choose the right leaders who will restore principles. What happens in your heart when you hear people, church people say, stay out of politics. Politics is dirty. Well, if it's dirty, it's because we've turned it over to dirty, deceived people.
That's right. We haven't cared, James. We have said there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, there is. You live here. You live in this world. You're not to be of this world, but you to live in it. You participate in it. Your family participates in it, James. You need to understand that the decisions that are made for our country affect us. They affect your family. They affect everyone around you. We must be concerned. We must participate in what is right. I hope you'll hear that message today, that we can't just sit around and say, oh, no, that stuff is dirty and ugly. That person has so many flaws. So do we. But God still loves us. And He said, I can still use you with all those flaws. I can change you through some of those things, old habits that you have. I can make the difference. You just got to trust me.
And recognize the principles that are unshakable.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're proven principles by history. You don't just have to read them in the Bible. All the principles at work are in the Bible. All of them are in our Constitution. They were put there in place by some men who did not know God, but they knew the principles that worked because they could see them. God said in Romans 1, you're without excuse. I've revealed my truth and what I created. You can see it. You have no excuse. He made another statement in there. You'll be given over to your appetites if you make your appetites your God. They'll control you. But He said something else. They, in Romans 1, changed my truth into a lie. As you read on, you find out, after you've seen people controlled by the enemy, controlled by their flesh, controlled by their appetites, even unnatural appetites in every direction, but then you go on to see all the evil. Every evil thing you read in the paper or see on the news, all the ugly that you see, it's just listed right there. And He said, these things happen because you can't deal with them. You've been given a reprobate mind. You've been given a depraved mind. You can't think straight. If you change my truth into a lie, you are incapable of thinking straight. One of the first things the enemy has done today is get us to deny God, as Father, as first, and deny His truth. And we don't think straight. We're being run by a country of people who don't think straight. They have been deceived and defeated to the point they're incapable of thinking rationally. Betty, we can change that. We can put people in leadership who know there's a God, who may not please Him all the time. All of them, too, will have failed. There's none of us who haven't failed. Nobody who wrote the Bible had failed to fail. They all failed. Some of them failed miserably, terribly, beyond anything you could imagine, and yet they were used of God mightily, even to pen the things that change our life today when we receive it. All right. You are praying that Christians will come together. You study the challenges. You study the issues. You bring them to me. You help me find the very best candidates based upon their belief system, right?
I do my best.
And is that what you want our people to do?
I do. I just want you to care enough to listen to the heart of the people that we're electing, James, and to know that they want to. They may not be perfect, like James said, and I've said, we're not any of us perfect, but they love the country. They want what's right for the country. So we've got to listen to the issues, James, and understand what will make a difference in our way of life and for our families and for the future of our country.
Father, this girl changes my life in some way every day. Thank you for her. Would you help us with all the people watching to join together as a family that's so committed to your will being done on earth that we can inspire it to happen? In Jesus' name, listen. My dream, Betty's dream, our dream, is to see His will done on His earth, because the King has come and He's in us. And the kingdom of heaven is in us. Now we pray Thy will be done on earth, but we can help it happen. Would you join and do it? Please do. We've got to choose wise, principled leaders this year. Principled leaders. And then we've got to insist that they restore those principles, put them back in place. Would you help us continue to rescue people, to give them a chance, to set them free? I want you to make the largest gift you've ever made to help us set captives free and give them life. Watch closely.
My name is Noan and I am 30 years old. I grew up in a very poor family. and we lived in the jungle. Growing up, we really have a good family and we really love each other. But then something happened when my mom passed away. My brother went to work in the city. My sister was sold into prostitution. And then my dad left me at a store. I became one of the maids, like cleaning the house and cleaning the store. And then a lady came to the shop, and she was a woman who sell the kids to be a prostitute, which I didn't know back then. So a lady came to the shop and the shopkeeper said, "Do you want this girl? Because I don't want anything to do with her." She was about to take me out of the store. And then, amazingly, another lady came in. And then they were fighting over, like, who should have me. So at the end, the shopkeeper said, "Well, let the girl pick her own." And I believe that it was because of God's plan and God's goodness for my life. I chose the second lady.
The woman who rescued Nuan from the store was a Christian, and eventually Nuan made her way to the Life Center in Southeast Asia. Nuan shares what it was like to grow up safe from the threats of human trafficking.
The thing that I have seen is that they're so loving, they're so kind, and they embraced me in, and so that kind of changed my life, because I really need someone to love me at that age.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you. Betty, it's what our supporters have helped us do for so many years. I love you. Would you help us reach even more? Doesn't that bless you?
Oh, it really does. God truly sent her an angel that was watching over her. And that was because of your love, your care, by helping us to be able to have these places, these missionaries to go and to be there for them. That woman took her away from the evil that was fixing to be put upon her, the heartache, the pain, and she offered her life. She chose right, James.
See, we not only get them like that, and boy, we're going after it full time, and we work with law enforcement to do our best to work at their side to rescue them. And we build life centers everywhere. We built perhaps the largest in the world. Sometimes you see glimpses of how beautiful it is. We used to could show you the children there singing in English and all happy, but we found out if we showed their faces and they were seen, they would be kidnapped on the street to try to take them back. So we have to only show them from the backside. That's so sad. But you made it possible for thousands of children to go through that home and then all the other homes in the other third world countries. You are the ones that rescue them, just like Nam was rescued. And what a beautiful, isn't she pretty? Isn't that great? That's what love does, and love never fails. Would you help us put more loving arms around more desperately needy people? Would you make a gift right now? And we've got a group of friends that gave us a $320,000 matching gift challenge right now. So you give 128, you don't rescue just one, you rescue two. I always ask you to think big. If you give $1,280, you will rescue 10, but not 10 now. It'll be double to 20. Could you do that? Would you do it today? Please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. Always use them that way. If you write a check, though, make it to life. But whatever you do, please call us or email us and let us know what's going in the mail or going online, because we need to know. And your gift will be doubled. You are giving life. You are giving people a new future. Thank you so much.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms, receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs, and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, it's God's love through people like you that put that beautiful face on Noam. You know, we could put a smile on everybody's face if we'd restore the principles. Let's do that together. Would you join and let's really be a family? You write us that address, email us, give us your suggestions. We want to be family with you. We want to know how we can bless you. But let's correct America's course. Let's restore the foundation. Let's put the principles back in place. Would you do that? Would you do it with conviction and courage and total commitment? Hey, we sure love you. I hope you know that. Betty, you blessed us today. You always do. And you bless us. And you bless a lot of people with us every day. And we want to say thank you. Let's don't stop. Let's pour it on.
I'll be your refuge.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources. Visit LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
And we have a generation who is going in the highways and the byways trying to find out who they are.
Lisa Bevere, next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.